Revenue Chat Episode 97. The Dream Business Community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. John Lee Dumas is the founder and host of EO Fire, an award-winning podcast where he chats with today's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. With over 1,500 interviews to date and multi-millions a year in net revenue, JLD has shown how delivering free, valuable, and consistent content can create a successful business and impact the world. John shows how to impact the success of today's entrepreneurs. Next on Revenue Chat. Hello again and welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. With us we have John Lee Dumas, who does not need much of an introduction. John Lee Dumas is the founder and host of EO Fire, a top-ranked daily podcast featuring interviews with today's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs. John and EO Fire have been featured in Forbes, Time, and Inc. magazine. John's latest achievement, The Mastery Journal, shows how to master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. His website is eofire.com and themasteryjournal.com. All right, revenue crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for John to show us how to impact the success of today's entrepreneurs. Here we go. Hi, John. How are you?
Tony, I am amazing. I'm on fire. Let's do this, brother.
Oh, awesome, John. I love it. And you know, just before we get started with some questions, first, I want to thank you again so much for having me on EO Fire episode 1498. John, that was a blast. And I am grateful that I can return the honor to you by having you here on Revenue Chat.
Well, Tony, you rocked the mic. Fire Nation is still talking about those value bombs that you dropped. So thank you, brother.
Oh, John, you're awesome. You know, and I'm jumping out of my skin to roll. So let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Now, I mentioned a little bit about you, and perhaps you'd like to fill us in a little more on your roots and how you became an expert in your field. John, how did it all start for you?
Well, it all started for me. I'll kind of fast forward to when I graduated college as an Army officer or as an Army cadet, and I became an officer. And I spent 4 years in the active duty service. So I did 4 active, 4 in the reserves, did a little 13-month tour of duty in Iraq. So it was really during those formative years that I realized how hard work and discipline paid off. And then I promptly got out of the military and spent the next 6 years not putting those lessons to use and trying law school, dropping out, trying corporate finance, quitting after a year, trying real estate. None of it was for me. Like, I was just this square peg trying to fit into this round hole and it wasn't working. But I was always into self-educating, Tony. Like, that was a big thing for me. I always wanted to read, which led me to listen to audiobooks while I was in the car. I was like, this is getting expensive. Is there some free content out there? That led me to listening to podcasts. As a consumer of podcasts, I fell in love. I just loved the medium, the free, on-demand, targeted content. And then I started finding these podcast hosts. They were just normal dudes and gals, and they were just interviewing cool people. And I was like, I can do this. And then I was like, well, before I do, you know, let me just go listen to a show that comes out every single day interviewing a successful entrepreneur. So I went back to my studio, Tony, and nobody was doing it. The show didn't exist. So I said, there's a void. There's a niche that needs to be filled. Back in 2012, I launched Entrepreneur on Fire. Haven't missed a day for 1,600 plus days. That's how many episodes I have now. We've won Best of iTunes. We've had over 45 million downloads to date. I've turned that single podcast in 2012 into now a multi-million dollar a year business, and life is good.
Wow, what a success story, John. Hats off to you. That is just so awesome. There are no other superlatives than that. Just awesome, man. Awesome. Well, all right. So everyone's chomping at the bit. Let's talk about how to impact the success of today's entrepreneurs. Now, let's start here first. Let's define productivity and how it impacts the success or failure of our entrepreneurs today.
What I think people don't realize within the word productivity is that you can be productive and not get anything done that matters. People can finish their day and be like, wow, I was really productive doing X. And I'm like, oh, well, how did X improve your life and or business? And they're like, because it didn't. So being productive is producing the right content on a daily basis that is moving your life and your business forward. So actually being able to identify the activities that you're going to do intraday to produce the right content. And that's where people fail, Tony. They just produce the wrong content, or they're working on the wrong activities, or they're just doing the wrong crap. That's where people fail with productivity.
Very interesting. I'm really getting into that because you hear some people that are just spinning their wheels. They're just going in circles, working all day, running ragged, not keeping their lifestyle in place. And yes, they think they produce, but did it earn their income? Did it sustain their business? Did it get somewhere? So very good point there. All right. Now that you've mentioned that, that brings into play, John, the factor of discipline. So perhaps let's define discipline and how that impacts the success or failure of today's entrepreneurs.
Well, remember with the word productivity, I kind of broke it down and said, what are you producing? I love doing the same thing with the word discipline. And that breaking down of that word is into disciple. And when I say disciple, what I mean by that is, are you being a disciple to a plan of action that you are setting in the morning and that you are executing upon throughout that day? So many people wake up and guess what, Tony? They don't have a plan. And I do love and believe in that quote, if you are failing to plan, you are planning to fail. And so people just wake up and guess what? They just kind of start their day. They don't even really know what they're supposed to do. They'll figure it out as the day goes on. And guess what? Your day will figure itself out, but it's called OPA, other people's agenda. If you don't have a plan, you're going to get up, you're going to open your email, go into social media, and you're going to start having other people's buyers that they're going to want you to put out. Oh, can you like this? Can you share that? Can you check this? Can you do that? And guess what? Before you know it, your whole day's gone. Just doing other people's agenda. And life doesn't have to be that way, Tony. You can instead flip that script and say, hey, I know that at some point in the day, I have to get into my inbox. And I know at some point in the day, I have to get into my social media and I want to communicate and do X, Y, or Z. But it doesn't have to be with the best part of my day. It doesn't have to be the best brain cells of my day. And that's why if you're disciplined and you're a disciple, you wake up in the morning, you set a plan, you execute upon that plan. When that plan is complete, then you can look up, look around and say, okay, what's next?
All right, very good advice. And I'm sure our listeners here, the revenue crew, are at the edge of their seat going, let me break this down a little bit more and drill it down. What's a good day? Like, what would be a successful flow? Because there's a million things to do. And I really like your OPA. Yeah, well, we could be doing everything for everybody, but it doesn't necessarily help us at the end of the day. So how does your day look on this, John?
Everybody's heard this before, but it's just so true, is that, you know, if your plane's going down and the oxygen masks drop down, they say put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help the person next to you, because you can't help anybody if you've passed out due to oxygen deprivation. And it's the same way with your life. You need to wake up in the morning and say, hey, how can I fill my tank up first? And for me, that's exercise. For me, that's meditation. For me, that's journaling. Those are three things that I'm going to do every single day. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to journal. I'm going to put some type of healthy, nice, light, nutritional food in my body to get me going. Toss a little caffeine on there. No big deal. Just a little coffee here and there. But I'm taking care of me in the morning. My morning routine consists of filling up my gas tank for the rest of the day so that I can best serve people when I'm actually contacting them and when I'm replying to emails or creating a project. I've already taken care of myself, filled up my gas tank, and now I can use it throughout the day in the most meaningful manner. And then throughout the day, I like to have four major focus sessions. And those focus sessions are timed, and I'm going to have one task to complete in each one of those four focus sessions. My focus sessions personally, and this has been through trial and error, everybody should try their own times, but they're going to be 40, they're 42 minutes of focus followed by 18 minutes of a refresh time. And then I look back and I say, okay, what happened during that hour? I self-evaluate, and then I move on to that next hour with 42 minutes of focus, 18 minutes of refresh. By doing those four sessions, I've got more done in those four sessions than I used to get done of quality work all week. And then guess what? That was just four sessions. I still have the rest of the day ahead of me. It might be noon by this point. It might be 2 p.m. Who knows what time it is, depending on how the day's gone. But now I can jump into other people's agenda and go and get into emails and social media. I can spend, you know, now the lower part of my gas tank on those kind of mind-numbing activities anyways.
You know, I like that. And by the way, this sounds so much of the Mastery Journal, which I want to get into in just a little bit later on this episode. And I know we're touching upon pieces, but I am impressed. I saw one of your videos. I mean, I've seen a lot of your stuff. I've heard a lot of your stuff. One of your videos where you get more done by 9 a.m. that you say than probably most people do in their whole day. So that is just a real testament. I mean, look at what you've built. So this is the real deal, everyone. Please pay attention very much. We have John Lee Dumas here talking about impacting the success of today's entrepreneurs.
The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the Dream Business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. And we're here with John Lee Dumas talking about impacting the success of today's entrepreneurs.
And now we're going to go into the key word you've mentioned here and there is focus. So John, please, let's define focus and how it impacts the success or failure of our entrepreneurs today.
So I've broken down productivity, I've broken down discipline. For focus, I actually want to use that word as an acronym. And my word for, or my acronym for the word focus is follow one course until success. Focus. If you are able and willing to focus and not have the weapons of mass distraction bring you down, not have those bright, shiny object syndromes, not have your phone beeping every 2 seconds. I mean, I'll tell you, I call people out. Like when people come over and like they're talking to me and their phone's beeping and they look at it, I'm like, what's more important, our conversation right now or the fact that you just got tagged in a photo on Facebook and you let your phone beep and notify you of that? Like, it's real. Like, we are in this world now where it's really dangerous. We're letting ourselves slide into these interruptions that mean nothing. Like, who cares? Turn your phone off, turn off your browser notifications, turn everything off and focus. Put those blinders on. Do the one thing that matters in your life, in your business. Maybe that's 42 minutes of exercise. Maybe that's 42 minutes of actually starting that book that you've been waiting for 18 years for the perfect time to start. Maybe it's putting together a nice healthy meal that you can now eat, you know, later in the day. Like, use your focus for focus time. Like, be committed to focus.
You know, I'm awed. I love it. I just totally zoned into that. And I'm like, I know you're talking to the whole audience, but I also know you're talking to me. And I just changed my whole day and my whole schedule and everything. I'm just like, oh, whoa, we're live. We're back on.
Well, I'm talking to you, Tony, because you're a human being. I'm a human being. Everybody that's listening is a human being. We all have these struggles. I've mastered productivity, discipline, and focus. I've mastered these three skills, but guess what? Every day is a battle for me. I haven't perfected them and I never will. I've mastered these three skills. Just like you can break a horse and now you can ride that horse, doesn't mean that horse isn't going to buck you off from time to time. I still struggle. I still face these obstacles. You do too. We're human beings. That's what it means to be a human, is to make the mistakes, to learn from them, to course correct, to drive forward. I just want you to have the right tools to do so.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all that. That's really strong stuff. Very excellent. And I can see how that can impact a lot of our people. Because, you know, too many businesses fail today, John, just too many. And it's people like you and many other great podcasters out there that really share a lot of great wisdom. So I just want to thank you. That is some really good stuff. Excellent.
No, and I receive that, and I really do. And one point that I want to make is, you know, none of this stuff that we're talking about here today is rocket science. None of this stuff hasn't been talked about before. Like, none of this stuff hasn't been proven. I mean, when I talk about the timing with the focus sessions of 42 minutes, that's the Pomodoro technique. When I talk about blocking in those sections, that's Parkinson's law. Like, these are things that have been around. These are things that work. People just don't use them because they're not right there in front of them. And that's exactly why I created the Mastery Journal, which you mentioned earlier, is because I just am absolutely passionate about putting it in front of your face so that you have this step-by-step guide to master those three skills in 100 days.
Very cool, John. And I want to talk about the Mastery Journal, but you may want to answer it. But first here, your favorite question, John. Let's talk about purpose. What motivates and drives you?
So what motivates me, number one, is freedom. I'm a big lover of freedom, being in the military. Like, I've seen what it looks like to live in a world, or at least in a country that doesn't have freedom. Like, it's sad. It's a very sad, but unfortunately not that uncommon of an existence. And a lot of people don't have freedom. And so I'm very passionate about that. And also the ripple effect motivates me. Like, having an interview with you right now that somebody's going to listen to, and this is going to connect with one person who's then going to go and do something with their lives because now they're focusing on themselves in the morning and they're filling up their own gas tank. And now they're inspired to take action, and they do that. And that person is going to inspire somebody who's going to inspire another person. And it's that ripple effect, that waterfall, that third, fourth, fifth degree of separation that I'm passionate about. That is why, you know, here it is, 7:20 p.m. in Puerto Rico on a Thursday night, and I'm talking to you, Tony, when I could be lounging in front of a television or out of the bars, like doing whatever. I'm here because this is what I want to do. I'm here for that one person that's listening that's actually going to make a difference in somebody else's life because of something they heard here today.
Awesome, John. Thank you. I love it. I love the passion. I love the motivation. And let's bring in the Mastery Journal. And can you tell us a little bit more about this and how it can really help today's entrepreneurs, please?
Sure. I'll give a quick rundown. Is that I'm big into delivering free value to my audience, which I do every day with my podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire. And that happens 7 days a week. And I like to turn to my audience and say, what are you struggling with, Fire Nation? And they'll tell me what their pain points or obstacles or challenges were. And in 2015, they were struggling with goals. And so I created the Freedom Journal to give them freedom, that word that I used earlier, to accomplish their number one goal in 100 days. And we launched that journal on Kickstarter. It raised $453,000. $1,000 in 33 days. It hit a nerve. We sold over 20,000 of them to date. And again, we're selling just a ton every single day because it's just something that people need. They want. They buy one, they buy a second, they buy a third. We have people on their fourth Freedom Journal right now because it just has impacted their lives and they're accomplishing major goals. But a lot of people are saying, okay, John, like, now I've accomplished this major goal. What's next? Like, do I set another goal? And for some people, yes, it is the right answer to set another goal and to use the Freedom Journal to accomplish that goal. But at the same time, I realized what I did when I accomplished my big goal of launching Entrepreneur on Fire, that I turned and then focused inward and was productive, disciplined, and focused every single day to turn EO Fire into a seven-figure-a-year business. And so I wanted to create a second journal that would guide people in mastering these three skills that I've mastered now over the past four, almost now 5 years. So I've mastered productivity, I've mastered discipline, I've mastered focus. So I've created the Mastery Journal to guide everybody to master those three skills and 100 days. We launched that Kickstarter campaign on January 23rd of 2017. It just ended a few days ago when you and I are talking, Tony, on February 24th, 2017, and it did $280,000 in just 33 days. Again, this is a $39 journal. Did $280,000 with over 3,600 backers. And right now, people are receiving the Mastery Journal in their homes to begin their journey of mastering those three skills.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. Absolutely. Wow, hats off to you. That is fantastic. Well, John, I'm very impressed. Sometimes I get speechless, but it's hard to do with an Italian, but it happens. We are close to wrapping up. You've talked about the Mastery Journal impacting the success of today's entrepreneurs. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
All I'll say is this. I want to end with a quote by Albert Einstein, which is, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. And like when I first heard that quote, it didn't mean anything to me. But years later, I heard it again, and it really just hit home that I was trying to become successful and that I wasn't giving value to this world. But when I flipped that switch and I just started to deliver free, valuable, and consistent content, everything changed. I went from struggling to make middle five figures to making seven figures in a very short period of time because I put value first, just like Albert Einstein said, a guy that's very much more intelligent than I am. So that would be the parting piece of guidance. I would love if anybody wanted to check out what we have going on. Of course, the podcast EO Fire. EOFire.com is our headquarters where we have links to our both our journals, the Freedom and the Mastery Journal, which are both sitting on their own websites at their .coms. We have a lot of free courses at EOFire.com, no matter what you're looking to do, whether it be accomplish a goal, whether it be funnels, whether it be podcasting, free courses galore, EOFire.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, John. It was great. I loved it. I truly appreciate having you on Revenue Chat. Thank you.
Tony, you're the man.
All right. Well, once again, everyone, this is John Lee Dumas, and we talked about impacting the success of today's entrepreneurs. And again, his websites are eofire.com and themasteryjournal.com. Well, all right. Well, thank you again, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
Listen to my other awesome interviews at tonydurso.com/radio. And please drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.